The Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Wake up, sunshine. Open up your sleepy eyes for me.
Yeah.
Can't have your heart in. I've been waiting all the night.
Now, if you could only listen to one band the rest of your life, who would it be?
Waylon Jennings.
Would it? Waylon?
Waylon's not a band, though.
Been that way a long time. I will say the Turnpike Troubadours are making that harder and harder with every album they come out with.
Oh,
and that is
better
a band.
Than the last one.
Okay. All right.
I think musician applied to that. What did band, it? What singer, right?
Yeah, yeah, I guess. I guess we could go, we could broaden it that way. I would have a hard time picking between CCR and Chicago. The great thing about Chicago, CCR does kind of sound, I mean, if you're on a endless loop for 12 hours hiking through the Grand Canyon, you kind of get numb and it all kind of starts sounding the same. But Chicago had a lot of variety in their music, and I love the big brass. Play that song again. That really sounded good. Can you cue that up again?
Well, we got to do the intro with all the brass.
That sounds so good.
I got to meet Lee Loughnane of Chicago a few years ago in Sedona when they premiered their documentary movie. Fantastic guy.
Is he?
And I believe the band still has an operating recording studio in Sedona. A couple of the members decided to have a place to go to record. And Sedona, I mean, a lot of inspiration there.
Oh, absolutely. Wake up, sunshine. That's what we're all about on Saturday mornings right here at Rosie on House. Come on, y'all. Wake up, sunshine.
Sedona was also mentioned, what, in the top 10 most romantic getaways in the country?
Got Valentine's Day coming up. Guys, wake up. Go ahead. Shake off the morning head. Valentine's coming up this week. What have you done to prepare that special moment for your Valentine? And Sedona was nominated as one of the 12 most romantic getaways in North America.
I got so lucky with Valentine's Day. I'm horrible at holidays, events, remembering that stuff. And Valentine's is not a big deal to Amanda or I. But Landry was born on Valentine's Day, so now we always just have the excuse, well, it's Landry's birthday. That's more important than that. You know, kids first.
How convenient. He has a birthday on another big birthday in Arizona.
Oh, man. That's
statehood.
Right. Statehood.
Yeah, statehood day.
Well, they talk about doing the Red Rock Balloon Adventures in Sedona as one of the more romantic events. Jennifer and I actually took a cue out of one of these articles about 2 years ago on a restaurant that was supposed to be one of the most romantic restaurants in North America. And we went. It took us about 3.5 weeks, almost 6 weeks, to pay for the one meal. It was absolutely the most expensive meal she and I have ever had in our lives.
Was it worth it?
I wouldn't say so.
No.
And the setting was jammed. There was a ton going on. You would just think paying that much, you'd have a little more ambiance. It was a pretty place, but it was so jammed full of stuff. I don't know. I don't get it.
All right.
We like a place we can have a little privacy and talk and visit. It wasn't that. So.
It wasn't that. But lessons learned.
If you're looking for something to do next weekend, because you can't get out this weekend, a couple of things. Botanical Gardens, the Desert Botanical Gardens, has started their Friday night music in the garden. Different bands every Friday night. I think appetizers and drinks, really a nice setting. And then the Angry Crab.
In perfect weather. I mean, it's absolutely the perfect time of year to do it.
Yeah, music and little eating under the stars, that's wonderful. Wonderful. And it's actually, any time you go down there now, it's a great time to go start thinking about what you want to do as far as planting in your yard. You can't lose, go a little early and look around and then stay for that.
Grab some ideas.
And then the Angry Crab Shack Southwest Cajun Fest is coming up in Chandler next weekend from noon to 9. All kinds of fun stuff going on out there. It's at the AJ Chandler Park. And $8 for admission, and you get all kinds of good food. There's contests, there's lawn games. Of course, there's Cajun music all day long and Cajun food. Can't beat that. You want to try to head
are
down
they,
there?
Are they doing a crawfish boil?
Mm-hmm.
Are they?
Historically in the past, I have never been.
Oh.
It's just a part of the town. It's hard for me to get to on weekends. But Brett Lefevre from Cohills Building Specialties sends me pictures every single year. He I don't think he's ever missed one. And it look, I mean, they the crowds are good, the crawfish.
And that's next weekend?
Yes, the 15th. Saturday.
Well, I'd be up for making that our Valentine adventure for the year.
All right.
Nothing says I love you like a big, spicy plate of steaming mud bugs.
That's right. Nothing.
Peel the tail off, get it all up in your face.
That's
love
right.
It. Mm-hmm. By the way, crawfish season in Louisiana, they said probably be the best in 20 years.
Oh.
So maybe easier to get them over here.
I wonder what's driving that.
The water, from what my friends have told me, the basin and that whole area, the water's a little higher this time of year. And that's usually a very good sign. And normally it'll start going down, the crawfish will start coming up as the temperatures warm up.
Okay.
But they seem to mean the crawfish have been making other crawfish, as they say.
All right. Very good. And you don't need to wait for your shipment to come in from Louisiana. I mean, virtually every waterway in Arizona has crawfish. So get yourself a crawfish trap and throw that in there. Because Arizona Game and Fish would love to knock down the crawfish population in all of the Arizona waterways. So if you're tired of throwing a line out there and watching a bobber for 4 hours and not get a bite, throw a crawfish trap out there. At least you have some hors d'oeuvres for dinner that night.
Bacon on a string.
That's right.